back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Volodymyr Zelensky had a very fine statement yesterday. The EU and the U.S. have announced new sanctions against Russia. And what he said is, those sanctions are simply, quote, a permission to Russia to attack Ukraine. These are fake sanctions that are coming in now. By fake, I don't mean they aren't real in the sense that they'll be imposed, but they're trivial and collateral. Sanctioning their diamond industry, some of their shipping, that kind of thing. The sanctions are not deterring Putin. In the long run, they may. They take a year or two, but Ukraine will be gone in a year or two. May 9, the so-called celebration of Russia's victory over Germany in 1945, which was America's victory over Germany, after the faithless Ruskies, the Nazi Ruskies, had allied with Hitler. Stalin entered into a treaty with Hitler to jointly attack Poland and Europe, divide up more land. They are a Nazi culture. And one Nazi turned on the other Nazi. So the Nazi Stalin goes, please help me, I'm a victim. And now they pose for holy pictures. And now their May 9 is like our July 4. July 4th, kidding me? But what Zelensky said is this very bluntly. He said, if you want more sanctions, you've got to sanction all of their banks, not just some of them. The biggest banks, the biggest bank is still in the SWIFT system because Germany uses it to buy energy. Have them all thrown off the SWIFT system immediately. And secondly, stop all import of oil and gas from Russia. Right now, Europe imports something like 40% of its natural gas, much of its oil. It pays Russia hundreds of billions, with a B, dollars a year for energy, and that's being used to fuel the war in Ukraine. What they have got to do, and what Zelensky said, is that is blood money. Stop it. We're going to take a short-term hit. The U.S. will provide more energy. We'll lean on the OPEC countries. So far, they've turned us down. Saudi Arabia exists only because of us. Iran and the Yemenis would destroy it if it weren't for us. In any event, put all that aside, he said what we really need are more weapons. And his foreign minister came out and said, I want three things from Europe. Weapons, weapons, and weapons. All right? It's like real estate. There are three things in the price of a house. Location, location, location. Get them the planes, get them the shorter ship missiles, get them the tanks they want. Stop worrying about escalation. They're committing genocide on the other side. They've already escalated. And nothing's happened to the West with all the weapons we've given them. And we'd be giving them Soviet era planes, MiGs, that they know how to fly. Give it to them. They're terrific pilots and they're terrific soldiers. Give them the shorter ship missiles and give them better air defense systems. Give it to them right now. Call your congressman and tell him, give Putin the planes. Don't take any guff from these characters. They're all looking at the Trump-Putin axis and worrying about the Republican Party stabbing America in the back, and they think that America wants us not to be aggressive. That's false. America wants us to be more aggressive in saving Ukraine from the butchery of the Nazi Russians. Going to the lines, Jerry of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jerry?
Morning, Matt. Hey, a couple things. You know, China and Russia are in cahoots. They're playing chess. They're trying to go against their allies, Japan, an island outside of there. I see China's going out on Solomon Islands and Russia. But they're in cahoots. They're going to try to take over as much of this planet as they can. Now, the other thing, I cannot think of a U.S. president in the last 40 years who has done the three main jobs is to protect defense, natural resources, and protect its people. I can't think of anyone who's president who's done that. As for Ukraine, we cannot let General Mills, the U.S. chairman, said yesterday, he said that's going to go on for years. I can't believe it's going to go on for years. I don't think Ukraine can hold out that long. I mean, Russia's got 3-4 times the personnel. Hell, we can't give that up. There's only so much landmass in this world. I mean, you can't push everybody. We got Afghanistan people coming now. We got Russia and Ukraine coming from the southern borders. We'll take them, but there's only so much land on the planet, so we can't allow all this to go away. That's all, Matt. Thank you.
Very, very good comments, Jerry, and I want to pick up on a couple of different things there. Number one, China and Russia are in cahoots. China held a press conference with them and now with Putin and said that we're the ones that are responsible for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's what they said. They're lying. China has already said that it wants Taiwan. It has suggested it wants Australia. It just signed a treaty with the Solomon Islands where they're going to build bases and then they'll build fake islands. And their objective is in the South China Sea, which gets $4 trillion of trade a year, that it's going to be like a highway, a toll booth, and they get to be paid for everything. They are already invading Philippines fishing waters and Vietnam's. The two of them are cancers. The Russian and Chinese culture are a cancer. Russia is essentially an Iron Curtain slave state right now. They torture whoever they want. They've shut it down. China's been that way for 5,000 years under their emperors. Culturally, there's no freedom in China, and there never has been. China, to give you an example, didn't have enough people for many years for heart transplants, and they would go into prisons and take the hearts of prisoners. I'm not kidding. Surgeons would go in. In some cases, they gave them anesthesia or killed them first, but in some, they didn't. It's a barbaric, savage country, and one of the things that I would do, and you have to be careful, because we arrested one of their vice presidents of Huawei for violating our sanctions, and they grabbed two Canadian businessmen and threw them in a Chinese jail. Just guys out to dinner, hadn't done anything. If you arrest any of them or do anything to them, they'll do it to Americans, and we have too many tourists over there. So here's my proposal. Stop Chinese immigration for the foreseeable future until they stop doing this. Taiwan is our friend, Chinese people from Taiwan. Taiwan is the Republic of China. That's its title. They speak Mandarin Chinese. They are Chinese. Mainland China is the People's Republic of China. They speak Mandarin and they are Chinese as well. But they send a lot of students over here because they have no prestige where they are. We're instructing them on physics at MIT and Caltech to what? Build nuclear weapons? Shut them down. Shut them down. Their students come over to get green cards. Why should we let Chinese communists into this country when they are threatening us with Putin? They had better come correct with some respect. And as far as Putin is concerned, you're absolutely right. This can't go on for several years. Ukraine is the size of Texas. Texas has 44 million people. Russia is vast and has far more and far more resources. Tim Snyder, the historian, said yesterday, and I back it up completely, they've got to lose militarily right now. That's only going to happen if we get them the planes, the shorter ship missiles, and the air defense systems. We've got to get it to them. We've got to get it to them. If we don't get it to them, they'll grab more land. Moldova, they've already said they'll go into Finland if they tried to get into NATO. Finland's not in NATO. China will do the same with Taiwan. China will do the same with Taiwan. We've got to stand up to them, and we can't keep looking at the Trump-Putin axis stabbing us in the back. If the Republican Party is not going to act like Americans, then we, in the Biden administration, have got to do the right thing. We're going to a break. The lines are open. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789.